Thank you. So my research is on estimating prostate cancer care cost over 4 years using nationally representative data. It's called MEPS, the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. So this disclosure that I have no relationships to disclose or financial relationships. So why prostate cancer? Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of death in the US in total itself, and prostate cancer is the second only to skin cancer among the American men for causing death, and second only to lung cancer in terms of causing death. And American Cancer Society estimates that there were 233,000 new cases of prostate cancer in 2014 alone, and the death toll will be 30,000 in this year. So that's a hefty figure. This is only the incidence rates, not the prevalence is much more higher. So cost of prostate cancer should be higher. Why? Because of the aging of the population, because population is tend to live longer, and the survival and the treatment is new treatment, aggressive treatment, and newer drugs and technologies may lead to the cost of prostate cancer to the higher side. Objectives of this study is to estimate the cost of cancer, attributable cost of the prostate cancer for the prostate cancer over these 4 years, 2008 to 2011, and to estimate the total prostate cancer attributable cost on US economy over these 4 years. So I use this study, the data set Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, sorry for the typo. Two components are there, one is household component and another one is medical component. I use the medical component for calculating the Charlson comorbidity index. And MEPS is the nationally representative database which is collected by AHRQ, Agency of Healthcare Research and Quality, which is a federal agency. And it is cross, it actually cross validated data, cause data obtained from the respondents from the household surveys with the payers. So, and it is representative in the sense that it collects data from the non-institutional respondents, not the institutional respondents. So I use the propensity score matching technique for matching the cancer prostate cancer patients with other patients, other non-cancer patients or non-cancer survey respondents. So I use other covariates like age, sex, education, poverty level, race and insurance status, and marital status, all these covariates for matching. So each year, the MEPS data contain about 33 to 35,000 respondents. Out of those 35, on an average, 250 prostate cancer patients were included in the data set. So after propensity score matching, again, it is a new concept and it requires some special technique to be used, that is, those variables are missing, those have to be imputed, like education and race. These two variables are there are high number of missing values in the data set. So these were imputed by imputation technique, standard imputation technique. And then for estimating the weight, I calculated the inverse probability treatment weight, that is called IPTW, by using the doubly robust or DR estimation technique. Then after calculating the propensity score, I multiplied the weight with the survey weight and used that weight to estimate the final regression analysis with the intention to generalize the finding all over the US population. So MEPS is a big data set which has a component of representativeness and survey data. And in this study in Dugoff and co-authors proposed that these were should be for generalizing after propensity score analysis, for generalizing this weight should be used in the in this manner. So I used this one and fitted a regression model, generalized linear model with log link and gamma family. And this is a particularly, I have chosen this model because this is a healthcare expenditure data with lots of zero expenditure. And the literatures, most of them advocated for using this model for healthcare expenditure data, which contains many zero variables. So I included those matching variables in the final regression analysis, and also included some variables, especially cancer-related variables like cancer remission status, years of suffering, and cancer other cancer diagnosis, and Charlson comorbidity. As I have mentioned in that, I include the medical component for having these variables. So this is the result from 1 year's analysis. Is a propensity score matching. It shows that the last column shows that a standardized difference. So treated at the prostate cancer patients and mean and non-cancer individuals. So after matching, we hope that there will be not much difference, standardized difference between the different categories. And I use the stata, and there are some user-written command or applications that gives you the results, and that also shows that divides the population into different blocks and shows that if there is any differences between the blocks and between the different covariates. So it's a reiterative process, so you have to go through the different modeling and finally you come up with the covariates and the finally that well matched two groups of population. So here we can see that there is not much difference in terms of these two matching, and this is an estimation from 2008. Again, it is a regression model result. We can see that prostate cancer doesn't have any significant effect, but having other cancer has some a significant effect on the cost. So here is the dependent variable, the total cost, and age has all age group has significant effect and increasing effect on cost. Only other race has significant effect, and later we see that Charlson comorbidity index, actually with higher comorbidities you have the higher cost, and if you have any limitation that also incurs higher cost. So this is the estimated cost after running the regression. I estimated the cost. So from 2008 to 2011, we see that from 2008 to 2009, we see an increase in the cost. Then in 2010, it was fairly similar cost. And in 2011, there's a little bit decrease. So for attributing the total cost to the prostate itself, prostate cancer care itself, we also calculated the non-cancer care cost, non-cancer people's cost, total cost. And there also decrease in after 2008 we see that it's decreased in 2009, but not that much. It was fairly similar in 2010, increase, and 2011 again increased a little bit. So when you look at the cancer attributable cost, there is some big differences. That's from 7,800 to 10,600. 17 in 2009, then 10,119 in 2010, slightly decreased, and then highly decreased in 2011 again to 8,395. So I have gone to calculate the total cost on the economy, US economy, by using the prevalence rate from SEER data. SEER is another big data set, that is surveillance end result, and that is collected by the American Cancer Society in bigger aspect, and I use that the prevalence rate, and I found that in 2008, $20 billion was attributable to prostate cancer. Then 2009 it jumped to $25 billion. Then 2010 $29 billion, and 2011 it decreased to $24 billion. So that is kind of interesting to find a decrease. Actually, we all expected that it should be increased year over the year, but after 2010 there is a decrease in total attributable cost to prostate cancer. This is a trend of these figures that we can see that if we plot this in the graph, we see that there is an increase. But if we see the differences, there is the key. That is the attributable cost for prostate cancer. So that is decreased in 2011. And here's the cost in after 2010, it is decreased. But what can be the reason for that? One reason may be 2010 and Affordable Care Act implementation. But in 2010, it was only signed. The many provisions are being into effect over the years until 2018. So we cannot say that definitely that this has been the cause. And another important aspect for prostate cancer, there is a change in recommendation for prostate cancer screening that will definitely decrease the overdiagnosis that is attributed to the prostate specific antigen screening. So that may decrease the cost further again. So we see that a decrease in the recent year and decrease in the total cost from $9 billion in 2010 to $24 billion in 2011. But we are definitely interested to see the further what is the trend in prostate cancer care cost. So the policy implications are: it is a growing concern in terms of healthcare expenditure, because over the years the number of prostate cancer actually increased, and if there is decrease or increase, what are the policy implications, what are the reasons behind that should be found out, and for that reason more research can be this data set has some limitation because it is not directed to collect the cancer care cost. So we didn't have this staging, grading, this kind of micro-level feature of the prostate cancer. So it is a more overall cost, and further analysis of more cancer-related and cancer-specific cost will be more useful for calculating the actual prostate cancer care cost. So thank you. Thank you very much.